That's terrible.
Could be a children's book.
Never bring that up again.
All that shit really happened in a game.
All right, if you never want to hear that again, remember to add by Nina Bizek to suggestions and questions.
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast.
There you go, Bobby.
Got it right this time. We're here with Chad, Emilio.
Hey. Hola.
And Bobby. I don't even know if we need to do that anymore because we're going to be using our brand new intro this time.
Are we using it this week or are we still doing some work on it?
I think one more week. Why not?
We got to do. Well, I mean, we can.
Yeah, dude.
We
got to do some edits.
First off, big thanks to Frubs.
Yeah,
Frubs. Who put it together. Sounds really good. So we'll talk and see. Maybe it's this episode. Maybe it's next episode.
It's hard to.
We'll see.
Really quantify how many people listen to this because it's like we talk to the same 20, 25 people all the time. So when a new person comes in and has something to offer, I'm like, first of all, where did you come from? Because I'm pretty sure there's only 20 of you. And second of all, thank you so much. That's so awesome of you.
Yeah.
But then we look at the numbers and, you know, there's 27 of you. So
Yep. Mm-hmm. Seven silent partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny how we gauge things depending on how many people talk to us, because I've got a text message earlier today saying that people were clamoring for some hardware talk from Bobby, and then when I checked Discord, it was like two people. So,
well, two is clamoring.
It was like
the masses
five.
Demand.
I could have sworn it was like five.
So you do
I
have
it was more.
You do have some hardware to talk about though.
I got stuff. A little bit. Yeah, okay. I think we are going to try to incorporate that more into the show. It's hard for me to talk about hardware because I want to be exact and precise and know like every little detail. So if I don't have the answer to like every feasible question, then I feel like I'm not qualified to talk about it. But
he wants to be precise about hot.
Yeah.
In other words.
Well, I can't be precise about that. That's one thing.
I know. I'm saying you can't be precise about hardware because of HOTS.
HOTS is taking up all your time.
Yeah. Well, there's so much with hardware, though. All right. Anyway, let's get into it. Do we got anything, any announcements we need to make?
So, ThinkSack was one of our listeners, was asking about kid sizes on T-shirts. And I'm thinking it's about time that we start a new shirt off. So I want to, maybe I'm throwing this out to you guys blind, but I'd like to like throw a new t-shirt design out to the guys. And I have all those t-shirt, I mean, I have all those logo ideas. I would like to just throw them out to the listeners and see which one they like the best. So I'm thinking of doing that. You guys on board with that?
However you want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you should add them with you here. We could post them in Discord right now.
I think it's kind of like
bearing. They're all on Drive, so if you want to post them up,
I think it's kind of like bearing the lead because they're so good. I'd rather, but whatever. They're all yours. So
I mean, I've had them for months now. We haven't done shit with them.
Yeah.
We might as well do them.
And speaking of t-shirts, all the Patreon guys, go ahead and email me. Remember, I need your address and your size, and we'll get that out to you as soon as possible. But what that means is one day that I don't have shit else to do.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
So on the radar, I put, where are all the games in all caps? Because Mass Effect is coming out in March, and then Prey comes out in May. And there's like no AAAs in that time. And there's not a whole lot of like AA or it's just, what is going on this year?
Yeah.
Anybody have any ideas?
I feel like it's always like that. I mean, what came out last year? Did Dying Light come out this time of year? Or was that 2 years ago?
No, I think that was 2 years ago.
February is not a really big release month.
I remember
people just don't have money because they spent it all in December, and now people are just saving money for the summer and all.
I guess. It's shitty, though. It's a shitty time of year.
I mean,
it's a good time to go through your backlog, I guess.
There's AAAs of consoles coming out, but none of them are coming out to
PC. It's not like there's a shortage of video games.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine everybody's got a huge backlog that they're trying to get through.
Yeah, but it's not fun talking about. I mean, it is kind of fun talking about backlogs, I guess, in a way. But, you know, there's no hype train for me to ride, is what I'm saying.
That's true. That's true. I mean, Mass Effect, we're getting on board on that one.
Yeah, I fucked that train last week. Now she's a tired old cunt.
You want to fuck it some more? I mean, you should.
Well, how about Ghost Recon Wildlands? Is this coming out soon?
Yeah, right? I believe, inside a month, right?
It's all. It's also in March, but I didn't put it on there because we were going to talk about it. So let's get into the big story, which is Ghost Recon Wildlands. I thought it was funny that Wildlands. I thought maybe from the way it was described, it's going to be like a remote island with dinosaurs on it in the middle of the Pacific Island. No, it's Bolivia. So Bolivians.
That's fucking. Might as well be Dinosaur Island for me.
So Bolivians, just so you know, you're the Wildlands. And
but there are no animals. Did you see a single animal?
No.
Okay, so there's no wild. There's no wild in the Wildlands.
Bolivian ladies are wild.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. It just seemed kind of a weird. Isn't it kind of derogatory to call a country that's recognized by the UN Wildlands?
I mean, it is third world, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it's the fucking Wildlands.
Hmm. All right. I wouldn't call Mexico the Wildlands.
I would.
Maybe TJ.
It's pretty wild down there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's true.
So, this we should clarify. This is the beta, right?
Open beta just went open, what, 2 days ago or something like that?
Yeah, I think they had one earlier on.
They had a closed beta. This is the first open beta. So, if you... Right now, how long is it running for? Do we know yet?
No idea.
Okay, and you guys got it to work?
Well,
sort of. I sort of did.
But you had issues, right?
So I was playing. I got on. I'm playing single player. I'm getting it to like, it locks probably like every 10 minutes or so. But it doesn't hard lock. It just locks for like 10 seconds and then comes back in. But you're driving at the time, so your vehicle's off in the boonies and you're dead, or you know what I mean? And then when I'm trying to use Discord, it's just turning on and off Discord and doing all sorts of weird stuff. I don't know. Nothing has ever done this to my Discord, where I was trying to talk to people and then it would stop recording me and then it would come back. I don't know. It was just all, it was weird. So
okay, so it runs for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that's better than it did for me.
Yes.
Have you tried again since last week, Mom?
No, not yet.
All right.
There has been a driver update that specifically targeted that game for NVIDIA, though. So I assume it is better. I hope.
I had no issues at all with this game. So let's just cover what it is. It's there's a single player campaign, but then you can also play that same campaign in co-op, I believe. And you can jump in and out of single player and multiplayer. So you have your single player quests, but you could get them done in multiplayer and vice versa. So you know it's interesting because everybody always says that if you're playing a Tom Clancy game, that means it's super realistic. One bullet kills, two bullet kills, you know, something like that. It's all squad formations and raiding this or that and very tactical, which I guess is part of it. But man, they got way more arcadey with this. It's kind of like through the roof with the arcadiness.
What would you compare this game to, Wildlands? Would you compare this to like a Far Cry?
It's funny. I was thinking Far Cry 2 the entire time I was driving around and how the vehicles handled and everything. You can't wreck your car. You can just drive off cliffs. You can have a whole car full of tactical motherfuckers with night vision goggles and everything and just drive right off a cliff.
Wait, in Wildlands or in Far Cry?
Wildlands.
Oh, yeah. You could do somersaults in your car, and you'll always land on your tires, and you just keep driving. It's weird. There's good things, and there's bad things about this game. Good thing, I seamlessly got together with my friends and jumped into an online 3D world space that was kind of funny and kind of, you know... realistic in some sense and just off the wall in other senses. It was very GTA.
Yeah, it was.
And then And then you get into the combat part, and it's pretty realistic. I mean, not to like previous Ghost Recon games, but you know, one or two bullets will do you in, and you, so you got to be pretty tactical about your way in. So if you were to, there's a huge dichotomy between you're driving and it's GTA and you're running over chickens and people and shooting.
Except you can't run over people because then they yell at you. You can't run over civilians.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, because I didn't give a fuck.
And they yell at you.
Yeah.
which I thought was funny.
So, like, you go from playing GTA, you're driving a literal Lamborghini, and then you go into a base to take it over, and you're blown up immediately because you weren't tactical enough. So it went from playing arcade, have fun, do what you want, carefree, and then right away, hey, get serious or you're not going to pass this mission, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It was just a weird dichotomy in the game. So it's kind of like arcadey and tactical and serious at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going for. Wasn't really impressed with this game that much. The graphics were poop.
Wow, you gave a poop graphic, and I heard you guys talking about, I couldn't respond because Discord didn't want to talk to me while I was playing this game.
Yeah.
I find it so, like, you guys are giving this poop graphics?
It's
poop?
A console game. It's a console game, and it has console.
Poop, though?
As console textures. Like, you could see it right away. You're just like, oh, okay, I'm playing a console.
Well, game. I mean, like, this, the map is huge. You can see forever.
That's a good thing.
There's a drawback. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So you can either see forever or you have very close, very realistic graphics. You don't get that choice when you're talking about you're on a mountain in Bolivia.
It's possible to have really bad graphics because you just have the settings turned down or you're playing on a low resolution.
No. These were turned all the way up.
I had it on a Far Cry 4. I could see super far and up close. It was great. So
do we know what engine this uses?
The poop engine.
I'm not sure.
Poop engine.
I'm not sure at all.
It looked fine to me. I mean, the 5 seconds that I was able to play this.
Yeah, I think, right. I don't know. I think Emilio's giving it too harsh of a review on the graphics.
It's console graphics.
I don't even know what does that mean?
And console controls as well.
What does that mean? You can tell
that this game was intended for console and then ported to PC.
Yeah.
As opposed to the opposite.
Okay.
It just bleeds of console-itis. But I will say, everything worked fine. Like, boom, friended people for the first time on Uplay. Boom, got them into my game. Boom, jumped into a Jeep and we're just driving within 3 minutes. Like, nothing ever goes that smoothly. Everything worked. Everything was fine. And it was fun because I was with my friends, a bunch of listeners, and that was cool.
Not me, because you didn't invite me. Like a jerk.
No, that's because you suck. Your computer sucks.
Yeah, apparently.
Have fun with that new small form factor.
Yep.
And
how much is this game going to be?
I think we would have had just as much fun with Golf for Friends.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, release date is March 7th. So, yeah, this is coming out less than a month. I mean, it really doesn't sound like it's in any state to be released based on, you know, anecdotal evidence from Chad and I having such issues with it, and then just what I've heard from a lot of other people and read online.
I think.
Well, this is how games. I didn't say anything was wrong with it.
I did. I had technical issues, but I'm the other way. I thought the game was fine. I thought the game graphically was fine. I was just having technical issues.
Have you played Far Cry 4 on your computer?
No. I haven't played any of the Far Cry.
I guess that's a multi. That's a single player game, so it's harder to do, right?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I'm sort of excited about this. I'm just kind of confused on where this is fitting in, what the overall picture of this game is. Because there's like quests and all, and you there's different areas that you're going into. So I'm just kind of
one thing that I found that was
confused on this one.
Novel. I don't think it's good or bad. This is different. In order to level up, you don't just need XP. You need XP and resources. So in order to get like your weapon stability up, the first time you could do it on basically just XP. But the second time you might need XP plus 15 clips of ammo or something like that. You know what I mean? So it adds to the whole go get this, go get that kind of thing. It was different. I don't know if it's good or bad.
You guys are not selling me on this game.
I'm not trying to.
I was kind of picturing this being like Division, but Division has people running around on this. Like, this doesn't. This is either single or up to four player co-op. There's no, like, everybody controls their own map or whatever, so to speak, right? Like, there's no persistent world in this game, right?
No, I don't think so. Because if you're playing co-op, everybody else is loading into one person's game. And then they can offer, hey, I need to get this quest done. But it's up to the host to accept that for the group. Which, in that case, I mean, all that stuff worked really seamlessly. At least their game worked for me and for everybody else that I was playing with.
I just thought it would have been cooler if it had been, like, more of MMO style with, like, Division was, where you could see other people running around and it's more of a immersive map. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm not thrilled with this game so far.
Yeah, nor I.
But I did think, I wanted to bring this up. When you first boot up the open beta, it plays like a trailer and one of the guys sits there and talks to you on...
One of the devs.
Thanks for playing. We appreciate it. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. I thought it was really cool. Kind of puts you in the beta frame, mind frame, that you're not playing a finished game, and they don't want you to think this is a finished game, but they appreciate you playing the game to try to get them to the finished game. I thought that was kind of a cool thing, and things that, because a lot of times, you know, this early access mindset that's going on in Steam, you end up just thinking this is a game but not done yet, instead of I'm trying to help them get them to a finished game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just thought that was a cool
thing
that they did.
It reminds you that about the people that are behind, like, that dude putting that video together is not going to get paid as much if you torrent this game. Like, it puts a face to the Ubisoft thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just kind of brings it home. Oh, yeah, this is a guy's job. Like, this is not just something you got for free just to play. And I like the wording at the end. He just said, thank you for your interest and support. Like, that's enough. They're just trying to get eyeballs and opinions at this point. And then we pooped all over it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. A lot of times in development, the last month is all this polish, everything to just get it firmed up. So it can go a lot of ways in a month. So
do you guys kind of think it's kind of weird, though? That, like, Bobby, what do you think? You play super arcadey when you're driving.
I wouldn't say it was super arcadey.
Dude, it's super arcadey.
It's not like you're doing fucking boost turns and shit like Mario Kart.
It's not Mario Kart, but you can.
It's not.
You can crash right into and do somersaults down the mountain.
That takes like a little tweak on the fucking meter that they have for
maybe they
how much damage they have.
Because I hear the driving is just not very good in that, and they don't want to make it so if you crash into some trees, you just blow up, and so you get frustrated from doing that time and time again.
That's what I mean about polish. Like, they tighten up the steering works well, then they can up the damage on the car because the steering works, and so you're not going to crash every 2 seconds. Like, it's all a play, and it all comes down to the very last month a lot of times.
Funnest parts we were having,
don't use funnest ever again,
was the driving. I mean, we were laughing, running over the civilians, but how
did you find it weird? You get in the car and it's four dudes with like machine guns and they're playing the radio going like in GTA 5, but the radio kind of is playing off on these kind of drug lords, and they're talking about drug lords. And
I couldn't hear the radio that clearly.
Oh, really?
Because we're all chattering back and forth,
and it's all in English. And I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Like, you get in this car, and this weird, just kind of radio goes starts playing. I don't know. Anyways, is that it for Ghost Recon?
Super excited.
Yeah, Bobby is
not feeling it. Dude.
Bobby's not feeling it.
Not feeling.
I'm not really feeling it. Amino, you're not feeling it either?
Let's never talk about that game again.
All right.
Let's see.
But there was nothing else this week, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about some games that we did do.
Yeah.
Or did play. Or do you guys want to do some lines?
Yeah, let's do some lines.
All right. I think after that stinker, we need to pick things up a bit.
Explain to the new listeners what doing some lines means.
All right. So if this is your first time, we're wearing our headphones, which means we're going to be doing some lines. I'm going to be playing some lines voice lines from a game, and you have to guess what game that's from. But today, the twist is it's all from the same game, Heroes of the Storm. I know you guys love it when I talk about that shit.
Oh, that's not fair, Chad.
Boom, gonna nail this
one.
Well,
here's the dealio, dude. Like, Heroes of the Storm has four games that it pulls characters from, and you can guess which character it is and which game they're from.
So, okay.
Chad, if you got it.
Yeah, I won't jump in immediately.
No. Call out Chad.
Okay.
And I'll say Emilio.
Can I use flop theme?
Or whatever.
So hopefully this works, and it's going to play for the Discord listeners, us, and
we can raise our hands.
Okay.
That's not as fun.
I mean, you don't have to, like, immediately throw it out there.
No, yeah, we do.
All right, I got these numbered. I'm just going to play them at random. We'll see which one we have. Hopefully this is
not going to get
super loud. All right.
Stepping all over my last nerve,
Emilio.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't much of a team player. Especially when there's cowmen, zombies, and other weird crap like that involved.
Yeah, definitely StarCraft.
Any guesses? StarCraft? Okay, you're on the right track. Do you know who from StarCraft, though?
Oh, no.
Very it's Tychus.
There you go.
It's not the main dude, but the second dude.
Yeah, Tychus Finlay. Yeah.
So I know nothing of the story on StarCraft. Is that guy an actual guy in StarCraft, or is he just like Marine number two?
He's in the first one, and it's been so long since I've played that, and I believe he's a good guy. You know, he's a Terran, but he's also like kind of the rebel, the outlaw, the bad guy, even more so than Jim Raynor, the protagonist.
Why does he show with like a broken helmet in Heroes of the Storm?
Has a skin that's like a Zerg skin.
Is it like... Does something some shit go down and he turns evil or something like that?
I don't want to spoil any. Well, I guess I can. It's StarCraft 2. It was released like forever ago, but I'm pretty sure he dies in the first one. Yeah.
Okay. What else we got? Let's see some more lines.
I don't know which ones these are because I had to rename them. But there's some really
them one through five.
Yeah, one through seven. But because if I had the name, you'd know who it was.
Oh, right.
But yeah, Tychus is the guy with the cigar. And he's the one, like, his famous line is always,
so who got the point
about
for that?
Half damn point time. I don't know. That was my terrible impression of that. I don't know. Who's keeping score? Who cares? I'll give it to...
Well, I knew that right away.
We'll call it a tie.
But whatever.
All right. I'll just play this one. We'll see.
Anyone got some gold I can borrow? I'm a bit short, eh?
Warcraft.
It is Warcraft. Which one are you going to go with, though?
No, I can't name any of these.
You played Warcraft, though.
For 300.
It's a dwarf, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Well, you guys talked all over the line, which is terrible, but it's a dwarf, yeah, and it's from Warcraft.
I'm going to go with Muradin.
All right.
Is it? Because the only other option is...
Chad has an unfair advantage.
Yeah, this is super...
The only other option is Falstead.
How about you guys play at home?
Maybe we should give Emilio a chance, and then Chad, you can chime.
That's what I did on the last one.
I'm never going to get any of them. I don't know.
No, I mean, you'd probably get Overwatch ones, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Muradin. I didn't know this, but I saw in an ad like for Muradin, because they have a trailer for each player, but Muradin's like a brother to the Explorer guy from Warcraft.
Yeah,
Bronze. Bronzebeard.
Yeah. Brand
or they're all bronze beards, but it's like a family thing. I know very little of like the Warcraft story.
Oh, I know it all.
Did you hear this guy? He knows the brother of the guy you just played. How the fuck am I going to compete?
No, Brand's actually the more well-known.
Chad, well, there's check your privilege.
Right? Didn't one
your
of
white
them,
privilege? Please.
Didn't one of them die or something?
I don't
like what
think
was
so.
Like the king of Ironforge or some shit? I don't know.
He got turned into stone or something. I don't remember. All right, one more. Give us one more, Bobby.
All right,
man, this is the worst episode
more?
Ever.
So we did one, or we did three, and we did six.
Yep.
Let's do number one.
You address the High Lord. Have you come seeking wisdom? You certainly need it. I'd show more care when poking my armor if I were you. A little prick can be quite the annoyance.
I think I know this, but
Asriel?
No, Asriel? Who's that?
Or
are you talking from Diablo?
Yeah, I think
Diablo?
You're thinking of Tyrael.
Tyrael, yeah.
No, not Tyrael.
I'm going to have to guess Leoric because I can't think of anything else.
No, not Leoric. It's actually not from Diablo. That's from StarCraft. You can always tell a Protoss character because they've got that...
The echo?
Yeah, that echo, that delay or that flanging or whatever they call it, the phasing.
Would it be...
Chad,
Tanis?
What's
his
name?
I forget his name.
just got duped into fucking half an hour fucking HOTS.
Yeah, we did. We did.
We thought we were going
to... Yeah, I was all excited to do lines. Yeah.
And then we get fucking hoodwinked into this shit.
Hey, it's hard to find lines from a bunch of other games it's hard to capture audio from it. But these quotes are all over online. I figured it'd be something easier. So it's this guy I did not know. When they released him, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? But he's from StarCraft. It is Alarak.
Oh, it's Alarak.
And when I looked him up, Alarak. Oh, of course, that guy. Like, I didn't know who this guy was, and I played a good amount of StarCraft, but I looked him up on, like, the StarCraft wiki, and the way it described him was so funny to me. Let's see. Alarak is the High Lord of the Tel Darim. He was previously the first ascendant in the Chain of Ascension under High Lord Malash. During the End War, Alarak used his alliance with the Daylam to overthrow and replace Malash and turn Tal Darim against Amon. Did anybody get any of that?
Nope.
What the fuck? This is how I feel like when you guys talk about like Warhammer or something. I'm just like, you nerd.
Every person I've ever met in my life, their whole backstory is all the Alarak and the High Lord and the Tal. I mean, that's a hack fucking story.
Yeah.
I've heard it a million times.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody at work has that exact same story.
Yeah.
All right, we'll save some for later there, but I feel like that went well. Chad, obviously the reigning champion.
I did. All right, so who played some games this week?
Last week I kept good on my promise to play Shadows of the Empire. And
oh, yeah.
Did that not go well?
tell us about it.
It is not a good port. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's a great game. And this is the second time I've gone back and played an N64 game and realized, wow, those graphics were so bad, and I didn't realize it. Back then, that was like that first 3D console.
It was the first generation 3D, right?
Yeah, and it was insane. You play that, you're like, holy shit, that Mario game? It was intense. But going back, I can't believe how bad graphics are on this and on GoldenEye was the other game that really opened my eyes to that. But it's still a good game, but it's a kind of a shoddy port where when you load it up, it asks you what resolution you're running, and if you do like a high resolution, the text is like super duper small. And the best part about this game, I remember this, when it came out, was they start you off in a snow speeder. That's your first level, and you're flying around shooting probe droids, shooting AT-STs, and you know, doing the whole wraparound with the cable on the AT-ATs, and like that was awesome. Because a lot of other games, you had to like wait till you got further into the game to do that. But they start you off with that. And then you go into the whole first-person shooter thing. And it's still a good game, but I don't know. Even at $6, it's like, I don't know if even nostalgia can push me through that. I can still play like Jedi Academy or Jedi Knight, and that game is still good enough to play. I feel even Turok Dinosaur Hunter, which I played recently, still holds up. This game, I kind of feel like it doesn't. Not even just graphics, but the gameplay is just a little wonky, and it just doesn't run too well.
Hey, Bobby, you were talking about the snow speeders, and it reminded me. On Vice, they talked to a guy who did the special effects for Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and Empire Strikes Back, and Jurassic Park, and fucking Alien, just like crazy. He did all the, claymation for all of them. And he was talking about how, like, when he showed up day one, and he saw the blue screen for Empire Strikes Back, and he was fucked up on acid, and he thought he was okay, like, okay, I can go to work now. And showed up, and he saw the blue screen. It's like a 40 by 40 foot blue screen. And he's like, I took way too much. Anyway, it's like 13 minutes, and you really get in, and how, like, when CG came into the screen, and they're like, he's like, oh, that dinosaur looks better than anything I can do, and he thought about killing himself, like crazy stuff.
We were talking about fucking Shadows of the Empire 2 and ended up on Suicide. How the fuck
he's talking about snow speeders? No. And he designed the snow speeders.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
and he likes documentaries.
No, and he breathes oxygen, and oxygen is what this guy also breathes, and then that's how we got there, obviously.
All right. So yeah, Shadows of the Empire. You'd have to be a real big fan to enjoy that game again.
When you were first talking about it, I thought this was like an old PC game. I thought it was
no. That you don't Jedi remember Shadows Academy. Of the Empire? That was huge on N64.
I never had an N64.
I didn't either, but I
almost skipped that generation. Mm. We played some GoldenEye in college. Is it sad that N64 was college for me? Jesus fucking
Christ,
I'm old.
It's funny when, like, that Mario game comes out, and still to this day, I think it maybe was the most impressive N64 game. Like, the launch title is so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's ever been over. Like, you know, I don't know. My N64 knowledge isn't that great, but
yeah,
that it was so ahead of its time.
I would still rather play Super Nintendo than N64, probably.
Super Nintendo games hold up.
Yeah. They do the retro 8-bit, 16-bit, and it does.
I like that controller. I like the three different ways to hold it or whatever.
The N64 one? Yeah. The fucking dildo that you're holding on to.
The claw was like a little three-pronged claw. Yeah, that was odd.
So it was it had two handles. Is that how that was supposed to work?
Yeah, there's three different ways you can hold it. On the outside, one inside, or the other.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to use a D-pad or the analog stick.
Yeah, but I think almost exclusively everybody went to the analog stick, and that's why everybody went to analog sticks after that.
That was like the first push towards that, and that's when I stopped playing console games, and that's why to this day, like, I can't use controllers. I'm like a nun with a sex toy. Like, I just don't know what I'm doing with it.
One game, Bob, like, if you play, it's like every time somebody gets into PC gaming for the first time, I said, just play through Half-Life 2 on easy, just so you can get the mechanics down, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if you learn how to play that on easy, you can play 70% of games. If you can get through Half-Life 2 on easy, you can play 70% of games. And same thing goes with a controller. Like, you need to play, I don't know, what would be something good? Like N+ or Super Meat Boy, and just fucking power through that shit on the controller. If you can play Super Meat Boy on the controller, you can play anything.
I don't know about that. I think platformers are a lot easier with a controller, but when you start getting into a first-person shooter on the controller, that's a whole other story.
What about 10 Second Ninja? What did you play that on?
I played that on a controller. I can do platformers, but not like any complicated ones.
So you can play
buttons, and that's it.
You can use a controller for shit that you were playing back when there was only a controller, huh? That's basically what it is. Because back then, it was platformers. There was no first-person shooter back then.
There's no way, and people always argue with me on this, there's no way I could use a controller for Dark Souls. Like, I can't do it. I've tried both, and I put and even Rocket League I struggle with. Like, anything that has that 3D space, I can't do.
Interesting. So, I played a little For Honor. I want to caveat and say that I played this on the console, because I had a free copy on the console. But so I was playing some single player on this and was having a good time.
Single player being there's a campaign? Or?
Yeah, there's an actual like story. So
for each faction?
I didn't realize.
Or they pigeonhole you into one faction?
No, it's basically the three different stories, and you can pick which one you want to play through.
Oh, okay.
But they're labeled chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3.
So you're going to play all three regardless.
Yeah. So you end up having to play all three.
That's cool.
I didn't realize, though, that this game is not historically... I mean, obviously it's not historically accurate because you have Vikings playing against samurais and all. But they kind of have a story to bring them all together. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought it was just kind of, okay, you're just playing against all three and we're not going to explain it. You know, it's just
what happened was Marco Polo owed them all money.
Yeah,
they all showed up to collect at the same time.
Yep, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I was just kind of it takes it kind of into the realm of fantasy, and I didn't realize.
Oh, is there magic?
There's not magic, but how they all got together.
Mm.
There's like some story elements to get them all together, and I guess I just didn't think about it, but in order to get them all together, you had to have done something. So,
yeah.
But I'm having fun. It's obviously not my style of game, you know, this kind of Twitch heavy sort of.
Might be the worst thing I can think of for you to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really scared to try the online mode. So I've just been sticking to single player. It's been fun, but I've kind of had to slog my way through it. But it's just because it's just not my style of game. The game is done really well, and it's pretty, and it's all the elements are there that you want. It's just not my style of game. So
I don't think I could. I don't even consider this single player
part of the game. Like, to me, a game like this doesn't exist outside of multiplayer.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know. It's just like anything else. If you played Call of Duty or you played Battlefield or you played any of these other ones that have the single player, you either like the single player or you like the multiplayer. I've just always been a single player guy. I want to see the story. I want to see where the creative people have taken the story and expanded it out, and these elements where you have some suspense and you have some drama and all. I like that part. Like,
I almost always play both. Like Battlefields, I always play a single player before I get into the multiplayer. Every game that has both, I'll always play the single player first, just so I get a feel for the game. And hopefully I go up against people who haven't played and gives me a little bit of an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah. Anyways, I can definitely see why people are playing the game. Like it's definitely, if this style of game is for you, then I could see you being all in on it. It's just not my thing. Anyways, what else have people played? So Spunwire, shout out to Spunwire, was asking about Final Fantasy 14 because I kind of been wanting to get into some sort of MMO. And so Spunwire was asking about Final Fantasy 14. So there's a 14-day free trial on Steam. So if you get in there, you can supposedly get a free trial. But God damn, it is fucking hard to get signed up for this fucking game.
Hold on. Is this the one that I saw you playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Okay.
I can't keep track. After like 10, it's hard to... There's so many of them.
14 is the MMO. There's only one MMO. It's 14.
That's the one you were playing with the car guys, the boy band in the car driving through the desert?
No.
Oh, see. That's what I thought.
No. That one wasn't a...
Which that one?
That was the most recent one. Which one was that? Final Fantasy 15?
Okay.
14 is the MMO.
You can see my confusion.
And Spun, tell me what server you're playing on to make sure I'm on the server you're on. Anyways, so I've played this game before, but I've only played it on consoles. So it was kind of nice to get in on the PC and have a keyboard and mouse and play it like a true MMO and have a good time. I'm actually having a lot of fun. I think my character hit level 18. When I was playing it back in the day, it was just such a slog to go through. And I think they've cleaned up a lot of that. And I was just powering through levels, having a good time. I'm playing a pugilist right now, which is kind of like a monk.
Have they had a female lead ever?
I don't think so. I mean, it's very Japanese. Yeah. You know, like...
You know how they are about women.
Yeah, seriously. They're just there for the tentacles and all. But, so yeah, I'm having fun. I'm going to do the 14-day free trial and see if I want to continue to play it. It's obviously a different... It's sort of different than WoW, but sort of the same. It's kind of got just a different story and a different architecture on it. So I'm enjoying it again. And I recommend, if you're interested at all, pick up the 14-day free trial and give it a go. But yeah.
All right.
Ultros, Spunwire says. So if you want to play with us, we will be on Ultros, apparently. So
that
there
is
you go.
See, I know very little about Final Fantasy except for Final Fantasy III, and that is the wisecracking octopus in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Which one was this?
Ultros.
Yeah, Ultros in Final Fantasy III, or six, as the Japanese call it.
Okay, fair enough.
I played Life is Strange again. I'm going to keep bringing it up, but I'm going to stop bringing it up because I think we're going to do, once I finish, we're going to do an episode, because a game like this deserves its own episode because there's so much to talk about. When I was talking about, when I was checking in with Chad about how his game went, it seemed completely different than mine. So this is a great game to have a whole podcast on.
But you're enjoying it still?
Yes, it's...
That was a hesitation.
What episode are you on?
Three. I finished three. I started four.
Oh, so you're on four.
Yeah, I believe so.
So sure. Yeah, and I think things really ramp up on three. That's a big change happens at the end of that. Four is kind of like a cliffhanger, and then everything all comes to its conclusion in five. I think overall that came
well. You still playing that with your girl watching?
Yeah.
And she's still digging it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the only thing I can get her to stop watching.
I don't know if we could fill a whole podcast on that, but there's definitely a lot to talk
about. Well, not a whole, you know, one of our supplemental
podcasts. I feel bad, though, because it's been so long since I've played that game that it's going to be difficult for me to remember a lot of things, but yeah, I'm sure if you bring it up, you'll be able to refresh.
That's what I was going to tell you guys, to maybe watch some YouTube on it before. But anyway, Chad?
All I have is some mobile stuff, so if you want to talk Valhalla or...
I'll talk about that. That's me. Yeah. Actually, in the suggestions chat in Discord, Zap had asked if I had ever finished that game. And the answer to that is no, but I have started playing it. And I've been playing a lot of it, but damn, this game is long. And it's quite a bit of reading. If you didn't tune in like a couple of weeks or a month ago when I first talked about it, it's pretty much what I consider a visual novel done right. It is a little anime, I guess, but there's actually a good story, and it takes place in the future, and you figure out, you figure out what's going on by these different people coming into your bar. You're a bartender. These different clientele come into your bar, talk to you about things, ask you questions, things like that. You make drinks for them, and you kind of understand the world around you through that. And it's pretty like adult material. There's no nudity, but it seems like everybody's just pansexual in this, like anything goes, or everyone's a lesbian. I'm not sure either way, but there's no hangups in this new world of ours. But it does what sci-fi does well, or what a sci-fi game or show should do well, and that is it has some commentary about modern society by showing like these parallels in this futuristic society. So I'm really starting to pick up on that. I have heard from someone else that there are multiple endings, so I guess the decisions that I'm making, the way I'm dealing with people, the drinks I make for them probably has some effect as to what ending I get. And it is interesting. Like I want to go through each day and figure out what's going on. The only problem that I have with this is it only lets you save in between days. Or actually, I think you get a break in the middle of the day and you can save there. But it's like, I don't know. Depends on how fast you read, I guess. But for me, it's about like maybe 15 minutes in between each one.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So you can see even right now as we're sitting here, I've got this game minimized in my taskbar down there because I'm not at a save point, but I don't want to restart from that spot all over again. So I've been doing that. It's going to show on Steam that I've got like 20, 30 hours of this game played. And in reality, I've only played like maybe about 5 hours of it. So, I mean,
spell this one out again. So people that know what you're talking about?
It's Valhalla, a cyberpunk bartender, Valhalla cyberpunk bartender action. Just look up cyberpunk bartender action because Valhalla is VA-11 space Hall-A. It's all spelt really weird. You know, it's very futuristic. Yeah,
yeah. It's a interesting way to tell a story, to have other people tell stories to your character. And that gives you an overarching idea of what's going on in the city.
Are you merely the narrator, or are you actually part of the story?
No, you are in first person. Yeah, I mean,
No. I mean, like, I understand that, but what I mean is, are you
a super cute bartender? By the way,
that's not her.
Oh,
are you actually part of the story, or are you just a sounding board for all these other people to be telling their story to? I mean, do you have a love life? Do you have stuff that you are doing?
Or I feel like a lot of that hasn't been revealed to me, but yeah, there is something to you. There's something that really, I think, is revealed as the game goes on about you.
You are the killer.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be something like that. Yeah. Like there's this secret unknown hacker named Alice Rabbit in it who could be a group of people, but they kind of make a lot of... comparisons between that and Anonymous, and
gotcha.
Yeah, so a lot of that comes into play, but who knows, maybe that's really me. I don't know. It's a good game, and it's really a tough sell for me because I hate that anime stuff, and I am like the biggest opponent to visual novels. I think they're like the worst excuse for games out there, but this is like
Game to get you going.
It's not even the game. It's really the story, because most visual novels are just like cheap throwaway garbage for like teenagers.
You've played more than any of us put together.
I gave it a chance, but you know, I played the bird one. I was like, I'll give this one a shot. But like everything,
the pigeon one, right?
Everybody enjoys that one. Ironically, everyone's just like, it's, you know, it's birds, get it? And I'm just like, I'm not going to sit through hours of that. I played one of those. What was that one that has all the series? It starts with an S. Not Senpai. Not Sudoku.
I don't know. You know what I'm talking
Sweak
about.
Sweak it in? No.
No idea what
What's the one where you, it's a tank love story. Have you seen that one?
No, that does sound familiar. Yeah, they have a lot
it's
of weird
so
ones
ridiculous.
Out there that are super far-fetched. But those ones are just like picture books with like minimal dialogue, and there's really nothing to them or interesting about them. This one actually has a lot of good stuff about it. So I would recommend it. I don't see this. I don't see Valhalla Cyberpunk.
How expensive are
they? I don't know. Let me look it up. I don't think this is a game you guys would enjoy. Chad, maybe. But
the problem with
for a lot of people, it's a tough sell.
Maybe this is what's wrong with their culture. They're not making enough. They're the only country in the world that has more old people than babies because nobody's banging each other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because they keep writing these stories about people falling in love with toasters and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, man.
That could be it.
It's fucked up.
Okay, $14.99 for this game. Seems a little steep. I'm pretty sure I got this in a bundle. I don't even know if this is Japanese. I mean, I'd venture to say it is. Tsukiban Games. Okay, yeah, that could be.
Okay. Okay, so not worth $14.99, but maybe worth $10, $5.
I don't know. It's a lot of game. I mean, it's probably, I want to say, 15 hours worth of game, maybe longer.
Damn.
But
are you going to power through?
Yeah, I'm going to get through it eventually. I'm basically leaving it open on my computer, and then any chance I get, I'm going through it bit by bit.
That's a good thing about story games like that. Like, you can just alt-tab at any point.
Yeah,
like, you're not like going to get killed.
You just put a bookmark in it, yeah. And then you come back to it later.
Mm-hmm.
You come back to a bunch of angry patrons waiting for their fucking drinks.
Yeah, and they do have... I kind of am getting sick of when games do this, when they make like these characters that are a reference to someone in real life or another TV show. And like, it's kind of cute at first, but then after a while it gets pretty old. Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One is a game that just doubled down on this. And like everything about that game was just some silly reference. But they do have a character that comes in who looks like, what's his name? George Costanza from Seinfeld, Jason Alexander. And his name is Art Vandelay, which is a character that he pretended to be in Seinfeld. That was always like a pseudonym whenever he was like, didn't want to be caught. He would call himself Art Vandelay. But I thought that was kind of funny. But that kind of stuff gets really old after a while.
That would totally go over my head because I'm not a Seinfeld guy.
I didn't watch Seinfeld until like 5 years ago, and then I powered through all of it. Actually, pretty good shit. But I missed it in the 90s. Missed a lot of stuff in the 90s.
I only have some mobile stuff left.
Let's play it.
Do we have the Chad's Mobile Corner to play?
I absolutely do have that queued up.
We are a crack team of
yep.
amazing.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Well, if you guys would stop talking, I can play it. Thank you. All right.
Us laughing in the background and then laughing with the same laughs 1 second after.
That's awesome. I love that one. Okay, so I played two games that I'm going to highlight as a good thing. One of them I sort of like, and one of them I kind of really like. The first one up is Tinker Island, it's called. It's one of these games. So you land on this island, and there's different things to do, and you kind of just assign your guys to do them, and they've got countdowns to get them done. But the story is really good. I've never really had an urge to spend money on it. So I don't know. It's just nice and clean, and the story is nice, and the writing's kind of interesting, and the art style is cool. And it feels good in my hand. You know what I mean? Like it feels like a mobile game, but it feels like it's done well.
Yeah.
And it's taking itself.
Ooh, they got AK-47s on the island?
Yeah. I just built myself a mech to go into the ice.
Oh, shit.
It's just kind of crazy. Some of the stuff.
Why?
The downside is like Clash of Clans or whatever those are, where you have to like build, and they've got build timers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never really had the urge to spend money or do the thing to like speed them up or whatever. So it's been a good time. The other one that I've been playing.
I like that. That seems pretty cool.
Yeah. So give it a try. See what you think. The other, obviously, it's free. It's mobile, so everything's free.
It's like town building with a story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And you're exploring the island, and you're finding stuff. Like, you find the hatch, like they do in
Lost.
In Lost, yeah. and shit like that. And then you can recruit people into your... Not recruit, but you can find people and do things like that. A little bit of a spoiler, I guess. Two people make a baby, and then that baby joins your squad and stuff. So it's kind of fun. Again, it's called Tinker Island. And it's from Kongregate. Do you guys ever use that site, Kongregate? Kongregate with a K?
No.
No.
It's just a bunch of Flash games, and that's where I actually tossed the turtle, which a million...
Oh, yeah. It looks like a Flash game.
Toss the turtle... I played the shit out of on Kongregate. So do you want to talk Toss the Turtle?
Yeah, it's one. What did you call these? It's a genre.
Launcher game. These are a launcher game.
It's a launcher game. Not as good as Launcher Libre. Not even close. But this one doesn't...
This is the original.
Oh, okay.
This is what got me into launching games, and then I got into Launcher Libre.
This doesn't ask you for money constantly, like Launcher Libre. But it's cool because it's free and nobody's bugging you for money. I guess you could spend money, but I'm not sure exactly where you would do it. And, you know, there's progression. It's just something you could...
It's just mindless fun, right?
Yeah, while you're taking a shit. It's perfect.
Yeah,
perfect,
yeah.
Amount of time. But I think are we done with the mobile?
I have one more that I just want to bring up. It's called Post Knights, I think it's called. Bobby, you want to look at it?
Knights, like in Shining Armor?
Yeah, Shining Armor. Post Knight. Fuck. I'll talk about it next week, okay. But I'm having fun.
We should just Death Row to Canada. I know I said we shouldn't, but then we picked up that guy, remember? All right, so we should talk about that.
Okay.
So Death Row to Canada is this really super campy adventure game where you're trying to get to Canada during the zombie apocalypse. It's very RNG heavy, too much for Chad. He didn't want to play a second game because...
No, it's just, I like RNG, but 95% of the time you're going to fail. Like, what's...
Yeah, but it's fun failing, I think.
Okay, I mean, fair enough.
So...
That's true.
You know, you're going from town to town, trying to get to Canada, all kinds of crazy shit. Like, I've met Thor, I've met Barney, brought him onto the team. Sometimes a little lady wants some two cans of dog food so she can watch you sleep. Like, all kinds of crazy, weird stuff. It's basically, what was that? Oregon Trail.
It's Oregon Trail,
but really can't be really goofy. Like, out there stuff.
And you're also going across through zombies.
Yeah, through zombies.
Instead of the Wild West or whatever it's called.
Anyway.
Tinker Island, Bobby, if you're wondering what that other one was called.
I made an Emilio character who is a fighter, and Chad made a surgeon named Chad. And what's interesting is when I play by myself, I can find Emilio and Chad sometimes just like, oh, hey, look, it'll say that. Like, hey, look, it's Emilio. Do you want him to join or whatever? And that'll come up, and that's kind of cool. But this last game, we're playing through, and we're kind of having a hard time at the time that we were at. And you meet these really weird characters, like naked guy with a horse head on, you know, like that. I don't know why it's kind of like a meme, that big plastic horse head. Stuff like that. Or one time I got Thor's sister. Not as strong as Thor, but still has his hammer kind of thing. And this last time we met the last bodybuilder. Was that his name?
Yeah. TLB.
TLB. The last bodybuilder, yeah. So he went by TLB. And my options were recruit him.
Flex contest.
Have a flex contest or something else.
Or ignore.
And Emilio, of course, said we should have a flex contest. And I lost so much that...
Just like in real life.
Yeah. I exploded, and Emilio died immediately.
Like, just straight off the bat.
Obliterated, I think is what it said.
Yeah.
Emilio lost so bad that he was obliterated. But luckily, Chad, now the new leader of the team, was able to lure him into our team.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
I took the place of Maggie or whatever, some chick that we had with us. And So we gave him something to wield, but he wouldn't wield it.
And all he would do was flex.
He would flex and grunt. And so all the zombies would come at him. So he was kind of like,
oh my God, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever
seen. And so all the zombies would go towards him, and he would just like block him with his chest. We would loot. But eventually, you could only take too many bites to the chest, just like my grandma used to say.
Yep, that's true.
So anyway, it was hilarious. And then I said, another one. And Chad said, it's too hard. It looks like you need a perfect roll every time to win or something.
It's true.
Which is true. But I don't mind losing because you're pretty much, I don't know. It's kind of like
that reliant on RNG?
Oh, totally.
How many have you ever beat it? You beat it once?
I got one day from Canada. But let's think about FTL. Who's ever beat FTL on normal?
Yeah, but...
Well, here's the deal with FTL that I didn't realize for the longest time. You need to play that game on easy, beat it, unlock some ships, and then use those
That's what
ships,
I mean.
And then play on medium.
That's the thing.
Then, you know, build up from there.
Death Row to Canada does...
Even with the new ships. I even got the crystal ship, which is the hardest ship to get on.
The new ships make it so much easier.
Well,
okay, did you beat it, though, on normal?
I'd never beat it on medium. Exactly. Then I finally beat it on easy, and then I beat it on medium.
Oh, you did beat on him.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. You shit on my point.
Yeah, the point is you suck. Yeah. No, but that's my whole point. Like, you can't... Death Road to Canada doesn't get easier if you try.
There's no progression.
There's no progression.
Over.
No. It's what? Just like, all right, make your new characters.
I don't know.
We're going to fuck those two characters.
Maybe this isn't a proper assessment of the game, but that seems like it's really not working. Because if you either have to, A... unlock stuff that makes it easier the next time you try, or B, learn something, get better at the game, take that knowledge into a second run, and then do better that time. But it sounds like if it's completely based on RNG, then neither of those are an option.
And that's why I didn't want to play it.
Okay.
But it's completely crazy and off the wall.
It's funny.
And that's why I like it.
And we're having a good time while we play it.
Yeah.
But once the good times stop, all it is a game that's designed to just fuck you in the asshole.
Yeah. But make your demise funny.
Yeah.
I gotta like pee. You guys carry on.
Okay. Cool. Let's go Bobby's Gets Hard before we go.
Okay.
You wanna talk about some hardware?
Yeah, we'll talk a little hardware. Like I said, we're gonna try to work this into the show a little bit more. Next week I really would like to look more into these new AMD CPUs that are coming out, the Ryzen chips, which a long time ago, if you were building a gaming computer, you got an AMD processor, and those days are long gone. Intel has reigned supreme for quite some time, and it looks like AMD actually has a competitor again, like they're going to be back in the race, which is exciting. I mean, they've just been getting the shit kicked out of them by Intel and NVIDIA. When it comes to putting out that top-tier hardware. So I'm excited about these new Ryzen chips. I'm going to look at the benchmarks, look at the price points, and then we'll come back and talk about that next week. But I did want to mention some new hardware that I got this week, my new MacBook Pro, courtesy of my work.
Nice.
Did not buy this for like $1,600.
Which one is it, though?
It is the 2016 model. The new one, mine does not have the touch bar on it, but it's the one that has those touch bars that they've advertised. I know a lot of people are not Mac users. A week or two ago, we talked all about Mac versus PC, and we, of course, are leaning towards PC. But I do use... I mean, if I'm not paying for it, shit, yeah, I'll take a Mac. The build quality is just superb on these things. It'll last twice as long as any Windows laptop. But I did run some benchmarks on it, tried out a few games on it just to see what it could do.
What sort of games will it play?
It will play... Well, here's the thing. It'll play a lot of games.
You don't get a graphics card on these things. These are all built in, though, right?
Well, yeah, they have onboard graphics. I think this one uses the Intel 540. Which is, I mean, decent for a lot of games. It'll run Heroes of the Storm. I'm getting like maybe 60,
obviously,
70 frames a second compared to... that's like half of what I used to get on my old MacBook Pro. So the performance is a lot better on this. And it'll even run some other games too, like first-person shooters pretty smoothly. And the crazy thing about this is this thing is so fucking... thin, like it's like a couple of papers thin. It just boggles my mind that can play these games. But
Now, the big thing on this one was that it wasn't going to have any USBs and no drives.
And that was an issue. That was a huge issue because I got this thing, and for 2 days I couldn't do a damn thing with it because I have no USB-C devices and I have no adapters to convert a USB 3.0 or an HDMI into that. And after hours of looking on Amazon for like the perfect dongle where I can plug in like Ethernet, HDMI, VGA, USB, SD card, like all the things that I need to use with this laptop, I finally settled on one, and none of them have good reviews. They're all like $80 a piece and none of them have good reviews. They're all like 3 stars, people saying like they don't work, like this part doesn't work, they break after a month.
Now, I think it's bad. The reason that they thought that they could make this jump is everything's being done on Wi-Fi. Now, why don't you just do everything on Wi-Fi?
Ethernet's a hell of a lot faster. So I do use the Ethernet a lot of work. Yeah, and I don't, the network or the Ethernet is the least of my problems. The biggest problem is obviously USB drives. You know, you get a brand new $1,600 laptop, can't even plug a USB drive into it. And then also, like, I use the HDMI and VGA constantly. And then an SD card, like, I got to have that. I'm constantly importing stuff from cameras. These are MacBook Pros. They are targeted towards people who are doing this kind of stuff, working with Final Cut, working with Adobe products, people who are using DSLRs and plugging in SD cards. And
as we learned last week, people that are more artistic, they need more graphical power.
Yep. It's all the graphics in there.
It is the hardware choice of artists. But yeah, I mean, it's a sleek looking machine. It looks great. But the thing I really don't like about it is I took this opportunity to upgrade from OS X 10.11 to 10.12 to 10.13, whatever the fuck the new one is. I went from El Capitan to Sierra, and Mac updates their operating system a lot. And the only new thing I can tell in this version is they've got Siri in the operating system, which I don't know if I'll ever use. Yeah, maybe I'll use it.
You use Cortana every once in a while, so maybe you'll use
Siri. I try, but she's kind of a bitch. Like, she never... Hey, Cortana. See?
Suck my fat wang.
You know what's weird? I'm starting to, like, feel like I'm cheating on my devices, because every once in a while, I will say, I will say, okay, Google, to my Alexa, or I will say, hey, or Alexa, to my okay, Google, or vice versa, and it's like calling the wrong girl the wrong thing. They just won't respond. So it's way worse with girls. Way worse.
Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
No, it does not.
I forgot it was okay, Google. I've been saying like, hey, Google, and been like, why is this shit not working? But I've got a button on my phone where I just hit the microphone and then I talk to it. So I always do that. But I don't know.
The idea is to not touch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's in your pocket, then it's like you have to pull it out anyway. I don't know. First world problems.
First world.
Yeah. But so the good news is this Mac is performing as I had hoped. I've tested out some video editing software. It handles, like, video editing doesn't take that much, depending on like what quality video you're working with. But the minute you go into like 3D, then it becomes a big deal. And then on top of that, if you start doing anything with lighting, like, it's insane. Like, that thing will make your computer blow up. So it's handling the 3D a lot better, which I like. I did test it out. What other game did I play on? I can't even remember. It was a first-person shooter, but it was like a newer one.
Overwatch?
No. Overwatch will not run on a Mac, and a lot of people blame Blizzard for that, but if you look into it, that's actually a problem of Apple, and they do this a lot. Like, they do not make their operating system convenient for people to make games for. It's unfortunate.
So we don't have any listener questions, but I kind of wanted to throw a listener question back at the listeners. And this is...
Podcaster question?
Yeah, this is a podcaster question, and it's coming... It's going to take both Bobby and Emil kind of by surprise. Okay, so Bobby obviously talks a lot about HOTS. Emil talks a lot about Binding of Isaac. I talk a lot about mobile and stuff like that.
You probably bounce around the most.
Chi talks a lot about Overwatch. A question to you guys. If you guys could say one thing to never hear about on the podcast.
Side notes.
I want to know. I'm kind of curious. What would you vote to never hear about?
And the thing that's most upvoted, we will never speak up again.
Will we agree to this? Will we?
Yeah, I'll agree.
We're trying to get HOTS off the podcast.
No. I'm down with HOTS. I don't think
it's working.
That's not at all what I'm saying, because I know people have said that they don't like to hear about mobile. I've heard people actually Binding of Isaac. I haven't heard anybody talk down.
It's because I'm so goddamn eloquent.
I haven't actually heard anybody talk down on.
I'm a motherfucking princess, bitch.
All right, so here's your chance. If you never want to hear about something, here's your one chance. You get a vote. Put it on the Discord channel. Why don't you put it in the suggestions and questions thread? And the one that's most voted on will agree to never bring up again.
Yeah.
Do we agree with that?
What if it just is Chad?
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. If that's the case, then so be it.
Now we're turning it into a witch hunt. We're voting people off the island.
What are we at on time, Bob?
Let's see. We're at 1:05.
Okay.
All right.
Should we talk some news?
Well.
Or do you want to do this story?
Sure.
Is this going to be another diary about Binding of Isaac?
Yeah. Well, I have two stories.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Can you talk it fast?
Sure. No. All Binding of Isaac stories start the same. Mom, way too into Bible, thinks Isaac's evil, and she wants to kill him, and this is where our story leads on. I'm healthier than I've ever been. Oh, wait. Sorry. As I fight, I keep finding things to eat. They are disgusting, but I'm eating way more than Mom ever fed me. Dog food, moldy bread, lard, discarded fetuses.
Like you do.
I'm healthier than I've ever been. I am strong and muscular. Sadly, my tears aren't strong enough to kill these monstrosities quickly. Although they can easily easily harm me either. Oh, what's this? A potato pillar that has a pentagram on it. Seems safe. I can't fight the urge to peel my healthy flesh off of my body. With every lump of flesh I cut off, I grow more powerful. The lumps of flesh jiggle and crawl together. I just woke up. All the flesh has grown into a meaty pile of flesh with a smile. I will call him Steve. Steve and I quickly lay waste to all of these monstrosities. I'm more powerful than I have ever been. But in an instant, I am killed by a lowly fly, since my body was covered in open flesh wounds when I made Steve. Such is my fate. Goodbye, cruel world.
All right. That's terrible.
It could be a children's book.
Never bring that up again.
All that shit really happened in a game.
All right. If you never want to hear that again, remember to add Binding of Isaac to suggestions and questions.
Also going to fill some time. About 4 years ago, I went to Cancun with a bunch of my buddies. We drank way too much beer and started playing a game called Shoulders. That's a drinking game that you use your shoulders and your hands. And you go around in a circle. The more people you have, the more fun it is. Chad and I have played it countless times throughout the years. And every time you introduce it to somebody new, they almost always inevitably throw up because they can't keep up. And it's just a great drinking game. Anyway, we're playing this in Cancun nonstop, 12 guys. And
in between just massive gay orgies, right?
Yeah, because there's nothing else to do, right?
Well, refractory period. You literally can't get
That's
hard.
All we could do, yeah.
Can't get hard again.
It's all raw and sore. Yeah. So I have the bright idea. We're in Cancun. Let's take our beers to the beach, and we'll play Shoulders at the beach in a big circle. And, of course, girls are going to come up to us and ask us what we're playing and want to play. And then we can take them back to our massive house that we... Of course. What else? What other options are there?
Naturally.
So there's 12 guys playing Shoulders in a circle, because you have to play in a circle. And we're tapping our shoulders and taking
drinks. And there's a cookie in the middle, right?
And laughing. Huh?
There's a cookie in the middle, right?
No. We weren't playing that game.
Okay.
And you know, we're laughing and having a good time like we always do. That's why we play Shoulders. Lots of girls around. None of them are talking to us. And at a certain
point... Is it because you're all Mexican?
Well, we're in Mexico, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So at a certain point, some guy asks something to one of the guys on the opposite side of the circle to me. And I hear some chitter chatter. And then he turns around and he can't stop laughing, but he's trying to hold it in. And I'm like, what? Hey, what happened? And he's like, give me the hand, like hold, right? Because he doesn't want to repeat the story because the guy's still within earshot. So turns out the guy came up and he's like, oye, chavos, ¿qué están jugando? Perdón, chavo, pero este juego no es para ti. So basically the guy came up to me, came up to my friend and he said, hey, guys, what are you guys playing? And my friend turned around and he said, sorry, bro, this game isn't for you. The guy only had one arm.
I think Spunwire is correct. You already have told the story on this podcast before.
Have I?
Yep.
No.
I don't know. I've heard this story before, but I don't know if it was on the podcast.
But most people, other than Spunwire, probably haven't heard it.
I only have one funny story in my whole life.
Yeah. Okay. So, get to news.
The news, Steam Audio. What's up with that?
Seems like Steam is implementing a bunch of things for devs to make it a lot easier for them to implement very detailed audio. It seems like things for audiophile. It almost seems like Source 2 or the Source Engine for audio now. So as they for developers to make games, it's going to be a lot easier for them to put in 3D sound, dynamic sound, all these things that I don't understand because I'm not an audiophile. But it just seems all good and upwards and onwards. It's like occlusion.
Binaural?
Oral. That sounds terrible. Binaural rendering, physics-based reverb, keep going. Real-time sound propagation, putting it all together. So it's just a lot of good shit.
You're just reading the cue cards,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Whatever's on the prompter up there.
I'm sorry for your loss. Move on.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Oh, man.
This is literally the worst episode we've ever done.
Yep.
I think we're going to have to wipe this one.
Yep, we're clearing this one out. We're doing it tomorrow. All right, so I have two news articles I want to bring up. The first thing.
From a 13-year-old game. Go ahead.
TF2. Has a 10-year-old bug that they just fixed. Here's the bug. You go in as certain characters, and then you change your class to a different character, and your hitbox is not accurate to your actual physical model.
Damn.
And this is exactly why I don't like TF2, because I'm not good, because I keep...
Because you always start off as Avi and always switch to the scout?
So I've been hitting people, but this bug is preventing me from actually scoring the hits. I'd be a genius if it wasn't for this. So anyways, they're fixing this bug that's 10 years old. So the hitboxes will actually be accurate.
That would suck for anybody that goes between heavy and scout, right? That would be the most...
No, it's an advantage, I think. I think your hitbox is less if you do this bug.
I'm thinking of it the other way. What if you start as a heavy... You have a heavy's hitbox, and you start playing as a scout.
I think I read it. It works the other way. Like your hitbox is smaller than it intends to be.
Gotcha.
The second news article I have is CSGO. So they're implementing some AI learning. They're trying to prevent hackers and cheaters, and they're trying to use this AI learning to actually figure out who is cheating and who's not. But one of the things that they mentioned in the news article is how many CSGO matches are played per day. You want to give an estimate on how many CSGO matches per day?
Matches go on, what, probably about 10 minutes?
What do they consider like a match?
15 minutes? Match would be not like a round, right?
Because it's like,
no,
there's like 15 they said on matches. Offense, 15 matches. On defense, like terrorist, counter-terrorist.
Yeah.
Geez, so many. I'm going to say 100,000.
Okay, Bobby?
100,001.
They said over a million matches of CSGO per day.
All right, I win the Washington.
Go fuck yourself.
So basically, you should not be talking about HOTS. You should not be talking about Binding of Isaac. I should not be talking about mobile. We should be just be talking about CSGO for the full hour and a half that we do this, because... So many people are playing CSGO. Yeah.
I feel like they're not podcast listeners, though.
Yeah, well, CSGO, I think, is like soccer. It has the most global audience, mm-hmm. whereas other games are a little more centralized.
Yeah.
True.
In different areas.
You could totally play Counter-Strike without knowing English at all. There's like no English in the whole game, right? I mean, they talk.
What, kiat blat or whatever that the Russians always say to you or whatever. Yeah. All right, no cool. English.
Sad titties, everyone. Super sad titties.
We're ending this right here already.
I don't know where we're gonna go.
What
from
are we
here?
Doing? What are we doing next week? Come on, we gotta end this properly.
On Monday, we're gonna fucking make a new episode. Is what we're gonna do. This fucking shit is terrible.
I don't know, dude. You guys, I think it's fun. You guys are always like,
I love this episode. This episode's great.
Maybe it's whatever you're drinking over there. Brightly colored.
Oh my
beers.
God. Next week, I'm going to try to be better than I was this week. That's for damn sure.
I'm going to be playing some more Final Fantasy 14 because I'm kind of digging it. Nope. Ultros, Spunwire, I will be on Ultros. I will hit you up for your name.
Should I hit him with the nipples to knees?
Yeah. No, you're not hitting him up with the nipples to knees story. God damn it. Next week.
That'll be another time, yeah. We'll ruin another podcast with that one.
Yeah, for sure.
So my goal next week is to be done with Valhalla, Cyberpunk, Bartender, whatever the fuck.
Action.
And, yeah. Nothing, nonstop action. But, yeah, I want to be done with that game and just be able to talk about it in its entirety. And then maybe we can do the Life is Strange discussion.
No, I won't be done by next week.
Okay. All right, well... That'll be coming up, but I don't know.
Bobby's going to play the whole Life is Strange again just to get prepped for the episode.
No, it's been too soon. That is a game that I would like to go back and play again because it was that good.
There was a stark contrast. That's why I had this idea. There was a stark contrast between what Chad played. Well, a major plot point, I thought. So we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Cool. So super sad. Reluctant, regretful titties, everyone.